neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Alav Shalom, we see end of Parashat Balak, the last pasuk that is brought in the parasha, that 24,000 people died. So they were punished and we lost 24,000 people. So we have a general rule that always we have to end up with a good term. So here the question is, why the parasha finishes with such a pasuk? It's not Choshyom, no? Parashat Balak.
Yeah, because if Pinchas did not do what he did, it would be more disaster. So it's a good news that he would...
No, but to lose 24,000 people is not a good thing. That's true, but he stopped it. But so see, even we have this halacha, I don't know ever you attended like Divrei Torah, always the Rabbanim, when they finish the Divrei Torah, they say, B'zad Hashem, we'll see the Mashiach, and so on. Even though that they give a little bit, you know, tough, you know, warning, but in the end, they finish it with a good subject. So that's what the halacha is brought.
Just before that, did such a miracle for us. It belonged, and then they didn't appreciate it.
Right, but the parasha, it doesn't finish with the good news.
So when you don't appreciate something, it doesn't end good. That's what it
is. No, again, that's what the halacha is. Like let's say when two people depart, it's brought in Gemara, they should leave one another the subject of halacha. Well, like when like your friend leaves you, you say you like him or you don't like him. So you like him? Yeah, you say Safar Bechev, no? Yeah. Yes? So you don't make him upset when he leaves. Or we don't leave when somebody else becomes upset. Or you don't leave if you know somebody's going to get upset. Would you do such a thing? I mean, this is just as an example.
So we finish with a good news. So how come here the parasha finishes with such a negative message?
24,000, we lost. Why? Understand the point? So right here, we see the interesting thing, that when Pinchas took an action, people went against him. How did they go against him? What did they say about him, about Pinchas? Did they clap for him? They say hurrah or no?
They want to attack to kill him.
That's the tribe of Shimon. But what people responded, what he did?
Who are you? Give you the right to do this.
No, he's the son of Elazar Cohen. Why? What did he do wrong? He did something wrong?
No, he didn't do something wrong.
So people, they agreed, they were happy or they're not happy?
They weren't happy.
They weren't?
They weren't.
Why?
Because it was the leader he killed.
But he stopped the death, no? No? He stopped the death or not?
Yeah.
So they should be happy or not?
Happy. Yeah.
Were they happy? Why they were not happy?
They want to be free.
No, but they keep dying left and right. And right and left. Why shouldn't they be happy?
They're happy.
Like let's say, Pastor Shalom, there's a flu is going on, the doctor comes, give you an antibiotic or flu shot, you're not happy?
Yeah.
So you're happy. So why shouldn't be happy? So now, the question here is that Yitro, how many chatanim he had? Who were his chatanim?
One.
Yeah, one was Moshe, the other one was?
The son-in-law. The son-in-law of Yitro. One was Moshe and the other one was?
Elazar
HaKohen. So Yitro had two chatanim. One was Moshe and one was?
Elazar.
Who was Elazar?
Adam.
Father of Pinchas. Yes. One more time. Yitro had two chatanim. One was Moshe, the other one?
Elazar
HaKohen. Who was Elazar?
Father of
Pinchas. Who was Pinchas?
Is Pinchas?
Yeah, who was Pinchas?
No.
Son of Elazar HaKohen. Yeah. Who was Elazar?
Son of Aaron.
No, father of Pinchas. Elazar was.
Pinchas was
son of Elazar.
His grandfather was his father of Pinchas.
I'm sorry.
His grandfather was Bilam.
Who's?
Pinchas.
What?
Yitro.
Yitro.
No, not grandfather. The grandfather, the grandfather of Pinchas was Yitro. Yeah. So we learn Yitro had two chatanim. One was Moshe, one was
Elazar.
And the son of Elazar,
Pinchas.
Son of Elazar, who was it?
Pinchas.
And Pinchas' father was
Elazar.
Elazar. So now here, so when Pinchas killed the head of the tribe of Shimon, what people say? They said what does it mean? His grandfather
he used to raise cows for the Avodah Zarah, for idols. Did he say the truth?
Yes.
Yeah. So now at this moment that he stops the death,
were they happy or not? Am Israel? They were unhappy. Did they praise Pinchas? They didn't praise Pinchas. Did they thank Pinchas?
No.
Did it matter for them who stopped the death?
No.
No? So now. So here, the Gemara Chagigah brings an interesting story about Malach HaMavet. You heard about Malach HaMavet? So Malach HaMavet, so he told one of the little angels of the Malach HaMavet to go bring Miriam, the hairdresser. So this little Malach HaMavet, one of the workers of the big Malach HaMavet, makes a mistake, and he goes and brings Miriam, the same lady name, but she was a babysitter. Instead of being the hairdresser, brings the
babysitter.
So the Malach HaMavet says, "Hey, what happened? Why can't we bring this one?" I say, "You know, I mixed up
because instead of being the Miriam, the hairdresser, I brought the Miriam, the
babysitter.
So now the Malach HaMavet says, "Okay, as long as you brought there, it's okay. No, it doesn't matter. You know, yeah, they both the same name. It doesn't matter." The Gemara asks, but the Miriam, the babysitter, was supposed to live longer, right? They were supposed to bring the Miriam of hairdresser. So Gemara asks, you know, what are we going to do with the extra years? Like, let's say the babysitter supposed to live another 50 years, but you took the life. So Gemara says a very interesting thing. It says, these lives that is remained, they're going to see a Yehudi, Talmid Chacham, with something very, very, very is bothersome for him. But he keeps quiet, doesn't say anything. So then, all these years, they're going to give it to him. Because there are a lot of mistakes. They take people away, but sometimes making mistakes, so there's lots of extra years. So they're waiting for somebody that something really, really bothers him. Like, let's say sometimes between Mincha and Arvit, the Givut Torah takes long and people cannot wait, you know, like this. You know, Shalom, I have to go. No. But if they keep quiet, they give him the extra year.
Amen.
You follow?
Now back to the Pinchas. So what happened to Pinchas? When they put down Pinchas, what did Pinchas say?
Nothing.
You didn't say nothing?
Nothing.
So now back to our question. Why Parashat Balak finishes with such a negative thing? 24,000
deaths.
Why? That's the answer. Actually, it's a very good message. Because these 24,000 people, how much more they were supposed to live?
A lot more.
Like how much?
24 times 10, that's at least...
Say 1 year.
1 year.
They said at least 1 year more they're supposed to live. So now, how much of extra year do you have?
24,000.
Years?
Yes.
Who did they give it to?
400 years they gave to Phinehas.
To Eliyahu.
It lives 400
years. Wait. No, don't go too fast. So now we have 24,000 years, right? So now, when Phinehas, when people are putting down what he did and say, oh, you know, he's the grandson of this person that there was an idol worshiper and was raising cow for the idols, and keep quiet and say nothing. They transferred all these years to Pinchas.
So that's why
he became Eliyahu Navi Zachar
L'Torah. So it has a lot more to go by.
Yes. Now you get home to do the calculation. You know, if you do 10, 30, 50 years, times 24,000, see how many years you have. But here, it's a very beautiful point that actually, when the parasha finishes with 24,000 death after people, it's not negative, it's positive, right? Because it wants to teach us. When you keep quiet, there's so much years, it's in the story of the Shamayim that you can be honored with it. But Yitzhak doesn't let you. You want to answer back, you know, you want to tell them, you know, they're wrong, you want to tell them, you know, you are making a mistake. But if you think of the benefit you can gain, Hefnis, see what the reward you can gain. Hashem is like, you know, to be able to receive all these years, extra years, is that Hashem? It's going to be a short, but so to what?
Koilani shomote, hallel ko halleluko, koilani shomo ni shomo sheli. Koilani shomote, hallel ko halleluko, koilani shomo ni shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.